Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
How's Gunner One? Today we got a story time of a kid in the subscribers class who actually thinks that he is Sketch. And basically during the entire class, he just says like, what's up, brother? And he just starts basically spamming that. And it gets to the point where he gets literally thrown out of class because of how annoying he's becoming. You'll definitely enjoy this story time, but prepare for the cringe is all I'm going to say. So subscribe to the channel if you're new. Leave a like on the video right now to claim your free nothing. And with that being said, let's just jump right into it. So we're going to call the subscriber who submitted this story Kevin. So anyways, there's a kid in Kevin's class who we're going to call Ben. If you don't know who Sketch is, very quickly, it's this streamer who blew up very recently, and he has a couple of phrases that literally everyone is saying. And the first one is saying, like, what's up, brother, and, like, putting one finger up in the air. The other one is, like, special teams, special places, special something. I'm obviously not exactly in tune with it, but basically, there's a kid, and we're going to call him Ben. And one day, you know, Kevin walks into class, and, you know, this has happened very recently. This happened, like, 4 or 5 days ago. And so the kid walks into class, Ben, and immediately he says, like, what's up, brother? And, like, raises, like, one finger up. And, like, I think, like, one or two kids laugh a little bit because it's like, oh, it's the funny meme reference. Like, oh, Sketch, haha, yeah. I know Sketch, haha. Like, that's funny. Yeah. So anyways, Ben was like, wow, I'm a comedian. I'm the funniest guy ever. You guys know that one kid who, like, says a joke once, it gets some good reception. He thinks, like, he's that guy because he's so funny or whatever. And then, you know, the joke was good at first. Like, sure, bro, you had a banger. Congratulations. Like, good stuff. But then immediately after, he just starts...
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
milking the joke. Like, he says the joke again and again and again, and then he says it again, and then he says it another time, and then he says it again. Like, he just keeps saying it and saying it and saying it to the point of, like, it just gets so annoying. And it's also not one of those jokes where it actually, like, you know, it does actually get funnier over time, because there are some jokes that do get funnier over time. I'm not gonna lie, that is something, in my opinion, that is true. Sometimes it's funny because it's so annoying. Like, it's like almost ironically said as a joke. That can be funny. Let me be super clear here. That's not the situation that I'm talking about. This is one of those jokes where if you say, "What's up, brother?" every 5 seconds, yeah, sketch is funny when he says it, but it's not funny when you say it every second, bro. It's just not that funny. So yeah, sure enough, Ben gets a reaction, and Ben's one of those kids where he's like, "Oh my God, if I could be the class clown, I just want attention." And look, there's nothing wrong with being funny in class. There's nothing wrong with, like, honestly, there's nothing wrong with liking attention. I think to some degree, we all like some sort of attention. Even if you're more of an introvert, like, you like good attention from your parents, your teacher, or your friends, right? But attention's not bad, but it's the way you go about getting it. So anyways, class is going on, and Ben is just over the moon with the fact that his funny joke saying, "What's up, brother?" got a good reception. And by good reception, I mean like two or three kids were like, "Haha, that's funny." So anyways, like a couple minutes into the class going on, the teacher's like mid-talking. And then he goes, raises one finger up. He says, "What's up, brother?" Just dead silence. The teacher stops like talking for a second, like looks over at Ben, and then just kind of turns back and starts talking again. The teacher is probably playing the game of, if I ignore it, it might go away. Which, by the way, if you have a funny story that happened to you and you want to submit it to me and have it read on the channel, go to Instagram, look up Connor Pugs. Trust me, you'll know which account is mine. It has like a lot of followers. I make other content on there that does pretty well. DM me the story / message me the story and I might read it. Anyways, so the teacher just kind of ignores it. The teacher's playing the maybe if I ignore this, it'll go away game, which is not the worst game to play. I'm not going to lie, there's stupider games to play. Like, it makes a little bit of sense. But anyways, right, this kid immediately is like, "Oh, like, I got away with that again." I think another kid, one kid laughed, which is the beginning of the end, basically. Because the fact is, because that one kid laughed a little bit, all of a sudden, then Ben was like, "Oh, wait a minute. I can, like, it's still funny," which it wasn't. Honestly, either that kid has a very low bar for laughing at stuff, or he was laughing because it was such an awkward placement. Honestly, maybe I would have laughed, just not because, like, saying, "What's up, brother?" a bunch of times is funny. It's funny when Sketch says it, but not when you repeat it. But maybe I would have laughed because it was such an awkward placement. Saying that in the middle of the teacher talking, okay, that's a little funny, but not the reason why Ben thought it was. So then all of a sudden, Ben just starts, gets up, stands up in front of the class. And at this point, Kevin, like, looks at him and looks at his boys like, "Oh, hell no. Like, what is this kid about to do? What is this kid about to do, boys? Like, this is not good." Stands up in the front of class. So at this point, the teacher stops talking because a student is standing up, basically usurping their throne as center of attention in the middle of giving instructions / a lecture. So the teacher is supposed to be the one who's getting all the attention here. And he goes up to everyone, throws his finger up, and says, "What's up, brother?" And the crowd goes silent. You thought I was going to say the crowd goes wild. No, the crowd goes silent. We do not care. We do not care, bro. Everyone was at this point, it wasn't like funny cringe. It was cringe cringe. Because there is sometimes funny cringe, where it's like, haha, this is funny because it's uncomfortable. But sometimes it's so uncomfortable that it's just not even close to being funny anymore. So yeah, it's dead silent in the class. Nobody laughed. Nobody thought it was funny. Yeah. So at this point, the teacher's like, "Ben, please sit down." And Ben is like, "Oh my God, I have a spark of comedic genius." He turns to the teacher, throws up one finger, and says, "What's up, brother?" Nobody laughs. Nobody laughs. It's just awkward, silent cringe. It's bad. And if you made it this far into the video, comment "What's up, brother?" in the comment section. I just want to see the names and faces of people who made it this far. Anyways, the whole class, dead silent. And Kevin, the subscriber who submitted the story, is just cringing. He's dying, bro. This is so uncomfortable and bad. He's just like, oh, God. So, yeah, you know what Ben does? Because at this point, the teacher is looking at him, like, shocked and confused because, like, what kind of response is that? Ben throws up his finger and says, "What's up, brother?" one more time. At this point, everyone's like, oh, dude, stop. Please. For the love of God, stop it. Oh, God, please. And the teacher's like, "Ben, if you don't sit down right now, I'm going to send you to the principal's office. Like, this is very easy for you not to get in trouble. Just sit down, stop interrupting me, and what's up, brother?" Like, literally interrupts him mid-sentence, throws a finger up, says, "What's up, brother?" The teacher's like, "Ben, I'm telling you, sit down right now. If you speak one more time, I'm going to send you to..." Can you guys guess what Ben's about to do? Can you guess? You guys are smart. You guys are bright, capable individuals. Ben throws up one finger and says, "What's up, brother?" And the teacher's like, "Out! Get out!" Like, I don't know why the teacher low-key was pretty tilted. Like, I get it, super annoying, but low-key, this set off the teacher like crazy, bro. For some reason, the teacher just was so tilted by this. It's actually kind of insane. So, yeah, at this point, like, no one was laughing. And Ben, as he was walking out of the classroom to the principal's office, he turns around, looks at the class, throws up one finger, and says, "What's up, brother?" one more time, and then walks out of the class. Yeah.